probably not long off probation. Mark had been about the same age, 7 long years ago, when he'd encountered his first victim. He'd kept his breakfast down, just. This, though, a whole family incinerated, a young child included, was truly an initiation by fire.
D.S. Moyes? He asked.
Child's bedroom, first left at the top,
the officer answered, and swallowed hard on his Adam's apple. Mark nodded, glancing at him sympathetically.
Take a break, he suggested. Grab some air.
Not that the air out there was much less putrid than in here. As acrid as the smell of burned wood suffused with gunpowder was, it was doing little to hide the nauseatingly sweet stench of singed flesh, like roast pork crackling on Sundays. Mark remembered well the times he'd looked forward to going to his gran's as a kid, escaping the endless violent arguments at home. He hadn't been able to go near a roast joint since he'd attended a road traffic accident, where the unfortunate driver, entombed in his car, had gone up in flames.
I'm good, sir,
the officer assured him stoically. Mark was unconvinced.
Humour me, he said.
I've done my own fair share of contaminating evidence. Trust me, I know the signs.
Sir,
the officer said, his look now a mixture of embarrassment and relief as he turned for the front door. Mark watched him go, and then, steeling himself, he climbed the stairs and headed directly for the child's room. Lisa Moyes, his detective sergeant, was there, looking down at the small form in the bed. Detective Sergeant Cummings was also there, though Mark was buggered if he knew why. First responder, he wondered? Unlikely. The man was a lazy sod. More likely he'd been on his way back from some seedy liaison in the city and had stopped by out of idle curiosity.
Cummings?
Mark nodded a curt greeting as he walked across to Lisa Moyes. He didn't like the man, a chauvinistic prick who obviously considered sexual harassment one of the perks of the job.
What have we got?
He asked Lisa, who didn't meet his gaze. From the hand she ran under her nose, Mark guessed why. Petite in size, with blonde hair, which she purposely cropped short, and pretty, Lisa had had to work to prove herself in a largely male-dominated environment, determined to be as hard-nosed and detached as some of her male counterparts. As a mother herself, though, Mark suspected she didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of remaining detached now.
A young girl, Lisa answered eventually. White Caucasian, aged approximately 4. Cause of death.
Her voice catching, she stopped and fixed her gaze hard on the ceiling.
Smoke inhalation, Cummings supplied. The door was closed. She got lucky, though, better than being burned alive. Can't imagine what must have been going through her mind hearing her mum and dad screaming. Poor cow must have been petrified.
At that, Lisa turned around.
You really are a prat, Cummings, she muttered,
pushing furiously past him and heading for the door. Cummings watched her go, confounded.
What was all that about?
He asked, looking clueless as he turned back to Mark. Sighing, Mark shook his head. Married and divorced twice, Cummings had never had kids, but it didn't take a great leap of the imagination to guess what might have been going through that child's mind.
Lisa has 2 children under 5,
he pointed out, exasperatedly, and turned his attention to the little girl, his heart constricting inside him as he did. Curled into a fetal ball in her child-sized bed, she had her thumb plugged into her mouth, and a one-eyed Pooh Bear clutched close to her chest. Mark took a second to compose himself. He didn't have kids either. They had had a child, he and his wife Melissa, and though his son's life might have been too short, Mark had grieved more than he would ever let on. Melissa had needed him to be strong. Mark had realised that as he'd watched her nursing their premature child in her arms. Her heart had been breaking as Jacob's weak lungs had stopped fighting. In those bleak weeks afterwards, Mel had fought to stave off a deep, dark depression born of carrying a child, giving birth to a child, and then having that child cruelly stolen away. Mark had been dying inside. Probably the only person who'd guessed how much he was hurting and how frustrated and angry he'd felt after 2 subsequent miscarriages was Lisa. No, it didn't need a great leap of the imagination to envisage